Blog Talk Radio.
The Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, July 20th, 2015. Don't forget to like the show's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow and on Twitter at Shanice Show, and follow me at Shanice Lewis on Instagram. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media sponsor of the TCF Style Expo presented by Ashley Stewart, happening in Atlanta Saturday, August 8th. The TCF Style Expo provides the plus-size fashion lover a chance to experience the curvy fashionista lifestyle blog in real life. Throughout the day, you will sip, shop, and socialize with various plus-size fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands. I will be there as your host for this fabulous event. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. And we have a very special guest on the show today. Our guest on the show is Angela Renee. Angela Renee is CEO and designer of PurpleDivaDesigns.com. Angela's love affair with fashion began at a very young age. She was influenced by her mother and grandmother, who taught her the fundamentals of sewing. Her frustration to find fashionable and stylish clothing in her size gave her the determination to create her own. Out of necessity, her passion grew as well as her clientele. Her love for her fashion, jewelry, and accessories made her pursue her lifelong dream. She began to find and create jewelry designs that were unique and in demand. After providing her jewelry for red carpet and formal events in 2010, Purple Diva Designs was born. The line flourished, and she added handbags, a t-shirt line called Haters Love My Curves, and a plus line of original fashions in size 12 and above. She was encouraged to do more for the plus industry, and since there was a lack of plus-size models in major runway shows and at LA Fashion Week, she made history as the producer of the show Hot Curves LA Fashion Week, the first ever plus-size fashion show during LA Fashion Week. She also created a show that celebrates women age 40 and above. 40 Plus Divas Fashion and Vendor Expo was presented in Las Vegas, showcasing women sizes 6 to 26. And today, she's going to tell us the updates on these fabulous events, plus all the new things she has going on. So let's welcome Angela Renee to the show. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Shanice. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm excited to talk to you today because you have so much going on. You're a very busy lady.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to keep up with you.
Now, for everybody listening, tell us, prior to your clothing line, what were you doing professionally?
Well, professionally, before my my clothing line, actually, I had been a manicurist for over 25 years. I'd been in the beauty business for quite some time, and I had been around fashion and a lot of different women who were, you know, who were just stylish and, you know, all about beauty and glamour and fashion. And it was just always had been a dream of mine to be in the in the, you know, the beauty industry as far as designing and creating, and I had started a jewelry line, and that's kind of how I really got started, and I would, you know, wear certain items and items of clothing, and people, you know, would be like, where'd you get that? I've never seen anything like that in a store. How can I get that? And that's pretty much how, you know, Purple Diva Designs came to being. So I'd always been exposed to the beauty business, and it just was like, it was, you know, God's will, and it was fate that I ended up being in this industry, and I'm more than excited about it.
So before you launched your clothing line, you were a business owner. You owned businesses and were successful, and you launched your clothing line in 2010. Now, you had business experience and worked with people before, but was it different and harder breaking into the plus-size community and getting support?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was then and it still is. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's difficult. It's just that, you know, you have to, it's all about the connections. It's all about being true to yourself and your brand. And with the plus size industry really making strides to, I feel, to become more mainstream and more accepted, you know, it's a little bit easier. And, you know, you have, you know, the fashion bloggers and you have, you know, different publications like People Style Watch and certain publications that are more, as far as I'm concerned, receptive to the plus community. It makes it a little bit easier, I think. But it's still something that you know, we're still trying to break through and letting people know that you know, plus is positive and there's nothing wrong with rocking a crop top.
Right. And so you've been in this industry, specifically the plus size, for around 5 years now. So
that's right.
What is one thing you wish you would have known 5 years ago that you would tell yourself now that somebody is listening, trying to break into the industry, needs to know?
That it's not as easy as you think it is. It's not as easy as you think it is. You have to really do your homework. You have to really be prepared to market yourself. You need to surround yourself with people who've been in the industry, who can, like the Missionese Lewis, who can really give you guidance and really let you know what this is all about. It's not just putting together an outfit and sitting it out there and putting it on Facebook or putting it on Instagram and thinking you're going to be, you know, you're going to be a designer and that you're going to be making money. It really takes time, and even for me, for 5 years, it's still, you know, it's still a struggle because I am an indie designer, and I would tell myself is that, you know, you're competing with Forever 21s and the Lane Bryants and the Ashley Stewarts. These are companies that have been around a long time that can, you know, they have the resources, especially financially, to put out these lines and to keep them at a price point where the average consumer can afford them, whereas an indie designer, you know, it's a lot harder as far as manufacturing and getting your product out there to the public. So that's what I would definitely tell myself. It's definitely a lot harder than you think.
So you have survived 5 years in the plus industry, and you're not ready to throw in the towel yet.
No,
so
not
you have,
yet. No, I'm not.
So you have launched a new collection called On the Dotted Line. Now, tell me about this new collection you launched.
Well, On the Dotted Line, I've always loved polka dots, and polka dots are really in this summer. And it was something that I just loved and I just kind of was drawn to. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this with the polka dots. And I just wanted something that was fun and flirty and that was, you know, that was really on trend for the summer. And, you know, I did the jumpsuit crop tops. I did a ball skirt. I did a, you know, like a flirty skater skirt. You know, I just wanted some really, really cool just pieces that could be paired with other staples that are in your wardrobe. And it's been well received and it's doing really, really well. So I'm very pleased and I'm really glad that I did it.
Yeah, and it's getting a lot of great reviews, and it's very, like you said, on trend. I really like polka dots in general. They're just cute to me.
Yeah, polka dots are great. And polka dots, you know, one thing about fashion, everything old is new again, and polka dots never really go out of style. And it's just that they've kind of come back full circle for this summer season. So I said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And I thought On the Dotted Line was a perfect name, and I was able to debut it, and it was very, very well received. And I'm really, really happy to be, you know, finally creating a line for a season, because I've always been one of these kind of designers that just, because my specialty really has always been evening wear. And I just said, you know, I'm going to step out the box and do a collection for the summer. And I'm really glad I did.
So what is the size range and price point for your clothing line?
Okay, my size range is from 12 to 26. And one thing that I always do is whatever I create, I can always create it either a size larger or a size smaller. So I always do, I've always done special orders. So if you're, you know, if you're a 28 or you're a 30, you can still get something from my collection. And I always try to let that be known on the site, you know, if you want something custom made, because I've always done custom design. So I'm used to designing for, you know, a size 30. So it's not... You know, so that's not an issue. The price point, it depends. I mean, it can go anywhere from $50 up to $200 for this particular line. Well, this my Megan gown is $235, $238. I can't remember offhand. And then you know, it can go up to $500 depending on if you want, you know, what type of gown or the size or what have you. And I mean, I make gowns all the way up to $2,500. So it just depends on what you want to spend and really what the event is. But for this particular collection, the size point, the size is from 12 to 26.
So do you encourage people to reach out to you if they want something that maybe isn't available in your site and you do custom designs?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because I really pretty much started as a custom designer. That's what I did, and that's still my passion and what I love, because everyone's different, everyone's size is different, and I like to, you know, there are times when I'll go, you know, in downtown LA and I'll find a piece of fabric that maybe I can only make two or three dresses, but then that makes it exclusive where only two or three clients get to have that, and then they're not going somewhere looking like everybody else in the same outfit. So I'm
right.
All about making custom designs, and I love that. And that's what I love about fashion and being able to design as well.
Now, besides being a clothing designer, you also switch hats sometimes and become an event producer. Now, you made history with Hot Curves LA Fashion Week being the first plus-size fashion show during LA Fashion Week. Now, there wasn't a show this year, so tell me what's the future of Hot Curves and what your plans are for this particular show.
Sure. You know, Hot Curves was definitely something that I wanted to do, and I have to give kudos to you because you were the one that really said, you know what, go on and do it. Let's do it. I'll help you. You know, that's what's so good about you. You're always encouraging other people to follow their dreams, and especially, you know, being in the plus-size industry as long as you have, you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know it all. And how can you do it? And I've seen it. Now that I've been in here 5 years, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly as well. So Hot Curves was just something that I really wanted to do because I felt like, why can't we have a fashion show here in LA during LA Fashion Week? And the first show, it was definitely well received. The second show was very well received too. It's just that what happens with Hot Curves, or what happens with anything in the plus community, sometimes you don't get the support or the sponsorship that you need. And I really want people out there, when they, you know, they really want these shows, but they really need to know what goes into these shows as far as, you know, funding and sponsorship. And, you know, models want to be paid, and they definitely deserve to be paid. But if you don't have sponsorship, or you don't have, you know, designers coming through on, or other people coming through on their ends of what their agreements are, then that leaves the models and other people, you know, out of the loop as far as financially. So it's really, really, it's a daunting task, but it's something that I feel LA still needs. And I'm definitely planning
and
on
I want to pause right there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pause right there and insert, because you said about models wanting to get paid, because I think sometimes when the local models don't get paid, they think you're trying to do something malicious to them and try and pull the wool over their eyes. But sometimes the budget just is not there.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult. And you know, I've had models who I've paid, who I've been able to afford to pay, and then times when I can't. And, you know, I'll say, hey, I can give you a dress, or I can give you this, or do you want to do this? I can't pay you. So they understand, because I'm still struggling just like they are. I'm not in the stores. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not Lane Bryant or Ashley Stewart. So there's a totally different, it's a definitely different playing field there. And I just want people to really, who are listening, to understand that it is very, very difficult if you're trying to produce these different events to get the funding. And if you get the fund, like you said, it trickles all the way down the line with paying a guest host. If you fly a host in, you've got to pay for that. And I agree with you. You know, models want to be paid. They feel like you're slighting them, but, you know, it's not that. It's just that it has to be a part of the budget. You budget it in and hope that you can do it, but if you can't, you know, that's what happens in the end, and it's an unfortunate situation, but it definitely happens, and it's not like you're trying to slight anybody, but like you said, if it's not in the budget at the end, and, you know, it's not in the budget. If the ticket sales aren't as well as you thought they would be, that's something that you could, you know, put toward paying the models in for that. If the money is not there, then you can't pay them. So it's definitely something that, you know, you don't want them to feel slighted. But I know, I understand, because they do work hard and they do, you know, it's gas, it's time, it's money, it's energy. It's definitely, you know, it's definitely something that they're putting their time and effort into. So it's, I don't want them to think that it's not appreciated, but it is a part of the business. Definitely a part of the business.
So what is the future of Hot Curves? You're rebranding it now, right?
Rebranding it now, and definitely want to take it on the road. If Hot Curves, I'm in negotiations now to get it back at LA Fashion Week in 2016. However, what I really wanted to announce to you today is that I am going to be doing a new show called Zero to Plus. And Zero to Plus is going to be a show for everyone. It's going to be from size zero all the way to plus sizes, and it's going to incorporate, it's like, why do we have to be separate? Let's just put everyone together and make one fabulous fashion show, and let's just make it about celebrating the size. You know, we have so much going on with, you know, loving your body, and you've been a big advocate of Love Your Body with Love Your Body Day and all the different things that are going on now in the industry with, you know, body shaming and all of that. It's just something that we want to put everyone together and say, everyone is beautiful, everyone's body is beautiful, let's just put us on the runway with some fabulous fashions, and let's have a wonderful show.
Now, there's some people in the industry who like to segregate the plus size for fashion shows and events on purpose, but you believe that's not the way to go.
I don't think there's anything wrong with just having a plus-size fashion show. I mean, that's what Hot Curves was all about. But I think, you know, now it's you go to these fashion shows, and I'm there at LA Fashion Week, and I'm going to these, you know, these big shows and these big productions, and you look in the audience, and more than half of your audience is not a size 0 to 4, which is what's on the runway. You know, you have those, as they call them, the in-betweens that are, you know, 6, 8, 10s. And even though they try to say that 6, 8, and 10 is plus size, it's not plus size as far as I'm concerned. And I feel that plus size really, in my opinion, starts at a size 12 and goes up. And if, you know, they're going and they're participating and wanting to see these fashions, why can't they just see people that look like themselves on the runway at the same time? Why does it have to be a segregated thing where, oh, we're plus, and, oh, you know, we're straight size, and, you know, let's just have everybody up there being fabulous. Why does it have to be segregated? You know what I mean?
So the zero to plus that you are working on, you are trying to do it tentatively when?
That is tentatively going to be during Fashion Week this year.
So you're not going to do Hot Curves at all? It's going to be a new name? Or are you trying to do two shows during Fashion Week?
No, for October for Fashion Week this year is zero to plus. It's just going to be a very small, it's not going to be like a huge venue with a huge show. It's going to probably be in an art gallery. It's going to be a really nice high-end show with different designers, and it's going to be on a smaller scale. It's not going to be as large as Hot Curves, because if I bring Hot Curves back, I really want to bring Hot Curves back full scale, very high end, and I want to bring it to a really great venue, even if it's not in Los Angeles. I'm even contemplating taking it to another city. But I'm weighing my options now, but I know for a fact it will be in 2016. Definitely. Now,
okay. Besides these two shows, you still have another show that you put on called 40 Plus Divas. Now, you did this particular show in Las Vegas. Now, tell me what 40 Plus Divas is, and then why did you do it in Las Vegas?
Okay, 40 Plus Divas was created out of just doing these different shows, and by me being a 40 Plus Diva myself, I see all these women who I design for, who wear my clothes, who are over 40, and since I'm over 40, I just thought, why not do a show for women over 40. Some of these women are just fantastic. They're in great shape. They're beautiful. They're in all shapes and sizes. They look so great. And I just thought, you know what, let's just do this. There's too many women out there because, you know, it's like after 40, it's like, you know, you're swept under the rug. But, you know, 40 is a new 30. And some of these women are just unbelievable. I mean, they're amazing. So this was something that I thought, you know what, I'm gonna put my hat into this. And I worked with Lori Judd from 515 Marketing & More, who actually is from Las Vegas, and she's a good friend of mine. And we decided to do it in Las Vegas just to give Las Vegas a try. And it was very well received. We had a sellout crowd. We had models that came from Northern Pacific Northwest, like the Seattle area. We had a model from Houston, from Atlanta. We had women that came from all over Northern California who came on their own dime to be in this show because they thought this was such a great idea and they thought they were fabulous, and they were. And we just hit it out of the park. And it's been a year, and we really want to bring it back, and hopefully we want to do it in Los Angeles, and that's what I'm working on now. So it's just a show. Actually, it was a vendor. We had vendors as well, and it was just a really great thing. We had about 24 models. So it was
so
a really
40 plus diva was not exclusive to plus size. It was more about the age,
no.
Right?
It was more about the age. So even though it's called 40 plus, it didn't mean plus size. It was 40 plus. So it was women. The women in that show were sizes 6 to 26, and we had our youngest was 40 and our oldest was 76.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and you can go on the website, www.40plusdivas.com, 40plusdivas.com, and you can look at some of the women that were in the show, and you will not believe that there are women on that runway that are in their 70s. They were amazing.
Wow.
So it was just something that I wanted to do, and it was very, very successful. So, you know, I just keep my hats in different things and really try to, you know, the plus community and the plus, you know, plus size designing and being an independent plus size designer, that's my first love. But, you know, these opportunities present themselves to me, and I just go for it. And I couldn't be happier, you know, with just, you know, following my dream and the visions that God gives me, and I just go out there and go for it.
So you have 3 runway shows that you have tentatively in the works, but
yes.
You also have a surprise event that's invitation only that's coming up in the fall.
Yes, I'm going to be debuting my fall line, it's going to be very, very, very over the top. It's just going to be fantastic. And a little birdie told me that somebody was coming from Louisiana to be at this event. is that true? Is that person coming to host this event possibly?
I think that's true.
You think that's true? Well, Shanice Lewis, I guess we'll be seeing you. It's tentatively going to be, I was thinking for Fashion Week, but the line is going to come out sooner than that. So it's probably going to be in mid-September. And, you know, somewhere around there, you know, I'll fill you in on the details. But it's going to be a private VIP event, and it's going to be the launch of my my fall line. So I am beyond thrilled.
And so this is a private event for, like, bloggers and wardrobe stylists and industry people, correct?
Yes, this is going to be an industry event to promote, just to get people to know me that don't know me, to know the brand, get to meet some of the bloggers. Because, you know, I've met a few great bloggers like Marie Dene and Chastity from Garner Style. You know, there's been some really great bloggers that I've met, Ivory Janelle, my girls over at Kirby TV. You know, there's some really good bloggers out there who've been really, really supportive of me. So I'm really just trying to get to know some of the ones that I don't know, let them see what I'm all about, see the line, you know, have some cocktails, socialize, and have a really, really great event. So that's going to be, I'll be announcing that within the next few weeks.
But that won't be announced to the public.
That's going to be an invitation.
Lucky enough to be invited.
Yes, you have to be lucky enough to be invited, but of course, Shanice Lewis, you're going to be there. So I'll be filling you in on all the details once they become available. But That's so, my plate is full, girl. I have so much going on, but I just, you know, I'm blessed and I'm glad that I can do something that I love and meet so many great people like yourself that are doing positive things within the plus size industry. It's just, it's amazing. There's some good people out there. It's not all bad.
So you're doing a lot of things in LA. So what is the future of plus size fashion in LA, you believe?
Well, you know, I think with the indie designers, you know, they're really dictating, you know, with the bloggers, everyone has such, you know, style just changes from day to day. I mean, you look at these bloggers and it's like, I can't keep up. It's like one day it's like, oh, it's this look and these outfits of the day. And, you know, I think I really hope that it's just a more of an acceptance to say, hey, you know, we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. We're fashionable. We're stylish. I think with more plus-size women in the entertainment industry and in the fashion industry, I think if we can, if people put out quality products and product quality garments, and they're shown in a positive light, I think it'll really do, you know, really, really well as far as pushing us forward in the right direction. You know, we really need to, I think, stay away from a lot of the things that are going on. You know, we've always had that back and forth with, you know, BBW, and like now they have this, what is it on Instagram, you can't use the word curvy anymore because of some, you know, it always kind of, there's that fine line between it being raunchy and being classy. So I think as long as the plus community is kept classy, the clothes are beautiful, I think we're going to be okay.
So specifically to your line, what is the goals and future of Purple Diva Designs?
Well, the goal in of Purple Diva Designs is just to continue to produce quality fashions to dress Oprah one day. Oprah, I mean, to see her at a red carpet event with one of my gowns on, that would just be amazing. But honestly, just to know that my customers are happy, that people appreciate what I do, and that's what keeps me going, because I get emails or I'll be somewhere and someone says, oh, I love, you know, what you're wearing, or I love what you're doing, keep doing it. Because there are times when I'm like, I am done with this. This is too much work. Because it is definitely work. It's work to do this. And you're competing with a lot of designers out there. You're competing with a lot of companies out there. And it's something that you have to just really be passionate about. And I am passionate about it. And I'm just grateful that I have people like you and people in my life, my family, who keep me going and encourage me and just make me want to be a better designer. So
now, do you have anything else coming up that we need to be on the lookout for? I think I covered all of the major things. Now, since you announced that you have so many things in the works, I know there are going to be some models listening that are ready to send you their pictures. So are you looking for models, or do you have that covered?
I will be looking for models. They can always, I mean, I'm on every form of social media pretty much except for Snapchat. I'm not hip enough for Snapchat yet, but I'm pretty much everywhere on, Instagram, Twitter, I'm everywhere. Facebook, you can find me anywhere. I will be announcing the castings coming up for the Zero to Plus. That's pretty much going to be the very first show that I will be doing model castings for. So I've been working with my friend Paris Harris. We have this, our little YouTube channel called Life on Fabulous, where we just talk about things, but we also are going to be talking more about the events, and we're going to be covering more events and going to more events. But you can always find me on, like I said, all my social media. I will be announcing the model castings. It will probably be within the next 2 weeks. So if you're zero, that's for zero all the way up to plus, and plus can be a 30. It doesn't matter. It could, you know, whatever. If you have what it takes, just because you're a 30 doesn't mean we're going to pick you to be in the show. You have to bring it, and you have to know what you're doing. We're looking for really good, fantastic models. We prefer models who are experienced, but there's some who are great who have never been on a runway before because they've never had the opportunity. So this is open to everyone, and we will be having the model castings. We will be announcing the model castings for 40 Plus Divas once that show has been confirmed. But we will be doing both of those shows, Zero to Plus and 40 Plus Divas. And then in 2016, we will be announcing where Hot Curves is going to go and what we're going to do with Hot Curves. So,
wait for the model calls. Don't start harassing you tonight.
No, but it's, you know, and there's always going to be, I mean, I get pictures just about every other day. And some are good and some are not so good. But, I want to give everyone a chance, just like people have given me a chance. But, you know, it's all about being professional, professional pictures, just showing up. You know, there's all these model castings, and there's beautiful models that I have met who have walked for me, who have never gotten, you know, cast for other shows, and they're fantastic. But they show up at a model casting, you know, with beautiful, gorgeous pictures, but they have on jeans and T-shirt and no makeup, and then they wonder why they're not picked. So when you're going, you need to bring it. You need to go like you were going, like you're going to be walking that runway and having your picture taken by 100 photographers. That's how you should look when you come to a model casting.
Right.
So,
you're supposed to look like a model.
Look like a model. We don't care that your pictures are fabulous. We want to see how you look on the runway and how you perform in front of a crowd. And that's what it's all about. And I think that's a part of the, you know, everyone wants to be a model, but you've got to do what it takes to be a model. You've got to get those pictures. And I know people are tired of saying, oh, you know, I'm going to get exposure. I have exposure. And yes, a lot of you do. But a lot of you, you know, it's all about what you portray and what you bring. And you've got to bring it each and every single time.
Right, and have a positive attitude.
Yes, even if the situation is not the best. I had a girl that just, I mean, she had a whole fit because her makeup wasn't right. And I'm saying to you, how are you going to go and model for, you don't know who wants to book you. You may get signed and someone may want you looking crazy as ever, but that's the look that they want and they're paying you for that. So you need to sit there, let the makeup artist do his or her thing, get you out there and just do the job and be professional about it. I've been through several incidences where things blew up and got crazy, but I just said, I'm not gonna cuss nobody out. I'm just gonna be professional about it. But you have to do what you have to do. It's your brand, it's your reputation, and this is a very small industry, and the word gets around. Okay, so don't let anyone think just because you've done this, and this, and then you have a blow up, or you think that you're, you know, you think you're Ashley Graham, you know, come on, you know what I'm saying? Just pay your dues, and be nice, and just be professional. You know, there's always something that's gonna, you know, life isn't perfect. Things, you know, happen. So just. All I can say is just, you know, try to be positive. And I wanted to thank Tiffany, and I wanted to thank Jessica from Scorch, who were so instrumental in helping get us out there for Hot Curves. Remember, you know, they were the ones that were our sponsors. They took beautiful pictures. They came and covered it. I want to, you know, definitely thank them and all the people who were really instrumental, the models who didn't get paid and who didn't whine about it, who were professional, who went out there and gave it their all. It means so much to me. And, you know, a lot of them have gone on and gotten signed since then. A lot of them are doing a lot of wonderful things, but you have to pay those dues. And I just appreciate those who are out there and who've always been positive and supported me no matter what. It really means a lot.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and being so honest. It was a great interview, and I'm glad you have so many exciting things coming up, because even though I'm not physically in L.A. anymore, I'm still a part of the LA Plus community, so I'm excited with everything you have going on.
Well,
now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, before you go, tell us your official website and all of your social media profiles.
So, of course, the website is www.purpledivadesigns.com, and it's same thing for Instagram, Purple Diva Designs. For Twitter, it's purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, D-V-A, design. And what else? Did I miss something? Who else? Where else am I? Let's see. Of course, there's on Facebook, Purple Diva Designs, plus Designer Purple Diva, 40 Plus Divas, 40plusdivas.com.
Is there one place you'll be able to get all the information about everything, or do you need to follow every different profile for every show?
Well, right now it's going to be every profile for every different show because every different show is its own different entity. They're not all under the same umbrella. So everything is different because Purple Diva Designs is separate from Zero to Plus, is separate from 40 Plus Divas. We're keeping everything separate because there are different, they're separate productions and they are separate from my brand, Purple Diva Design. So that's why everything is separate like that. So, but
okay.
It's all good. You definitely can find it. Can I say one more thing before I hang up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I have a minute? I wanted to just give a shout-out. One of my friends in the L.A. community who was an icon, a fashion icon, his name was Kevin James. He was actually in the Hot Curves fashion show. He passed away last night, and he was such a remarkable designer. People here in the L.A. area know him very, very well, and I just wanted to just, you know, we love you, Kevin, and we know that you're up in heaven designing for the angels because you were such an angel here on earth, and I just wanted
did
to
give
a shout out.
Did he show his collection the first year?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he passed away last night. So, you know, it's everyone here in L.A. that knew Kevin knew just how remarkable and what a kind and a loving person that he was, and he was always...
Oh, well, it looks like we lost Angela, but it's okay. We're at the end of the show. So thank you to my fabulous guest this evening, Angela Renee of Purple Diva Designs. If you haven't already, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.